He was born in Abbeville. I had rented a house there for the winter, and I was trapping in Chalmette, next to New Orleans, Terrebonne Parish.
No, St. Bernard.
St. Bernard, yeah, right.
Well, Terrebonne is right next to there, yeah.
Well, yeah, but that's what we were trapping, was in Terrebonne Parish.
Oh, I see.
We'd go way on down, man, down that slim road, you know, where it just wind up to nothing, mm-hmm. back there in the marsh.
Now I wanted to ask you about the kind of land you have here. You're not planting rice this year, you told me?
No, I'm not planting rice.
What type of land do you have here?
Well,
in other words, have you got that kind of hard clay soil, or is it black soil?
It's mostly clay on the ridge. Well, it is too in the marsh. But on top, you have I don't know what you'd call it. It's grass that in the roots that rotted that makes it more easy to handle than if you go down too deep.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it pulverizes.
If you raise a good crop on this land, you can raise a good crop? You say the soil is very...
You mean on the marshland?
Yeah.
That we farm?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. We fertilize everything every year anyhow. But...
The soil is very...
Yeah. You take in front here, my tenant that I had at that time, he fertilized too much. That stuff got up so tall until it couldn't hold its load, and it would load too much.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't think he was going to make rice that tall on account of the salt. I was afraid had stayed too strong, and still I should have had enough judgment to know that if rice wouldn't grow, grass wouldn't grow.
Mm-hmm.
But that was my plea. I said, you'll never make rice there. Well, he says, that'll be my little red wagon if I don't make it. He said, it won't be yours. I said, well, go ahead. But I said, well, we need a pasture, so we'll use it for a pasture if you can't make rice. Well, heck, he started off the first year at 18 barrels to the acre, the next year up into 20. Then he finally got to 33 barrels to the acre. And it was just, in other words, it's just getting to be good land now. Right. Now that land there, back behind here, we planted rice in that 20 some odd years, 18 years before we ever rotated. Straight every year in the same place. And it's still making 25 to 32 barrels to the acre.
Let's see, the land here that's low, that you have to maybe plow later is, well...
Here, there's what farming that was done, you had to do it all at the same time, excepting the ridge. Well, they ain't farmed that for years anymore.
Mm-hmm. Because folks are living on it.
Yeah, that's all.
Why didn't they farm the ridge?
Well, because we used to farm the ridge. We didn't think the marsh was worthwhile farming, messing with. Figured it was too expensive.
Why don't they farm the ridge anymore?
Because there's nobody that needs to farm. Everybody you see here, you take me, I'm too old to try to do anything, no more than help with my cattle. And the others, that's raised a family, they all been with oil companies, practically. Man, since they begin to develop for oil,